Hey, my friends, this is Dan Boyd, of course, with the Boyd Chronicles. Sometimes we talk about serious things, and sometimes we talk about good people and what they're doing. Today, we have somebody new to the show. She is what I call a positive force with community service and a good heart. Her name is Miss Monet Sanders, and she's listed as the owner of Alopecian Beauty. Is that right?
Alopecian Beauty Co.
Okay, all right. And how long have you been doing that, Monet?
I started in 2017, so this will be our fourth annual.
Well, I can't help but say this. You know, I'm so used to talking to older people, and you definitely are not an older person. How old are you? Can I ask that? Is that okay?
Yes, it is, sir. I'm 24. I started the organization and founded when I was 19.
Holy cow. Isn't that fantastic? How did you get that drive? How did that happen?
Well, I was already in the beauty industry as master cosmetologist. So I was behind the chair first, and then my mother and grandmother suffers from alopecia. And that's when I was like, I really want to start an organization to help men, women, and children who suffer from this disease. Mm-hmm. Because I was already wrapped around it. I was growing people hair back. You know, I had heard a lot of the stories that, you know, it suffered on people. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to do this. So I was actually a phlebotomist at the time, mm-hmm. In the medical field. And I saved up my check. Literally from my job, and I did my first alopecian beauty mixer. Wow. And it was a success. I had like over 21 vendors. I had partners. It was a really great, and this was before I was even an organization yet. This was just me, you know, putting the word out, and I paid for tables, decorated. We had a really great time. I got some keynote speakers. So that's how I started.
Wow. Well, I tell you, it takes a little bit of luck in all business, but it takes a lot of drive. You're awful young. I mean, you're awfully young to be so successful already. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Now, you're located around the Atlanta area, Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So when you do events or you have mixers, what kind of territory do you cover?
So, depending on where the event is, because we have our mixers in different states. We started in Atlanta. So when it's in Atlanta, it's always normally Atlanta, or it's in the Smyrna, Marietta area. And I think we did one in Tucker as well, Tucker, Georgia. So it's always within those areas. And we invite everyone all over Georgia to mm-hmm. come to the event when we're doing the Atlanta.
Do you find yourself, or have you done one of these events in a senior community or like a nursing home or retirement center?
No, but one of our biggest goals is to actually go to some of the senior citizen buildings. And we actually want to do a Pamper Beauty Day for our senior citizens. And a lot of them actually wear like custom wigs and different things like that. And that's what I hand make. I've been hand making them since I was 13. So that always been a big goal for me.
Wow. So that could be a whole nother fantastic area for you to get into.
Yes, sir, it can.
And you know, when you first contacted me, I must admit I was surprised. How did you think of getting together? Did you just randomly check me out?
Yeah, I ran across your page. It was so awesome because I ran across your page and I actually listened to a few of the podcasts. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, this is a great man. And I see how consistent you were with your podcast. And I was like, maybe I should reach out to him because it's actually been something on my heart. I went to some of the senior citizen buildings all over Tucker and in Atlanta. And I've been trying to get word back. But, you know, sometimes it takes time mm-hmm. For their marketing departments to reach back. And I was like, you know, maybe he'll know. And I just reached out and it worked out. And I'm really glad I did, Mr. Dan. Thank you very much. I'm really glad. That was awesome how we connected.
No. I think it's sometimes things are meant to be. We recently kind of introduced to the senior community those that may be lacking some inspiration or some motivation to get up in the morning and get going.
Right.
We work with a few people. There's artists that are involved. They volunteer their time. They show seniors how to paint and draw. We tell people how to get your book published.
Right.
Look at me, I'm 70 years old. I got my first book published August 8th, I think it was. So
I love it too.
I did that really as a bucket list kind of a thing, but I did it also to show every older person out there, you still got time, right?
You have time. Yes, you
Yeah.
do. And the
So,
sky is the limit.
and you still got time to take care of yourself. And I know sometimes people let themselves go because they say, why? Why? Who's going to see
Right.
me, right?
Right.
The proven fact, if you look good, you feel good.
Right.
And the thing is that if you have an opportunity to look good and feel good, then you have more inspiration to go on for the next day. I
Great.
think this is I think this is fantastic. What we can do is we can after this also I'll put on the website some information about you and also the senior communities, nursing homes, senior homes like that can also find you there as well.
Okay.
Do us a favor before we forget. Now give us some contact details for you. Go ahead.
Definitely. So my name is Monet Sanders again. I'm the CEO and founder of Alopecia Beauty Co. You can find us at alopeciabeauty.com and our phone number is 800-815-4916. And also on all social media platforms as Alopecia Beauty Co. Thank you.
Yeah, I want to make sure you mentioned that. Now, I got to ask you, how did you pull this all together to be so young? You got to have some support, right?
Well, at first I didn't have much support.
Yeah.
It was like oh my God, what is she in there doing? So at first I started off and I felt like, oh, I wasn't getting much support and it was very hard. And I had to just come out that shell, and I just start speaking to more people about it. I start going to events. I start networking on LinkedIn. I just start doing things that I wasn't normally doing or even introduced to. And I was always at the libraries every week, out meeting people, and COVID kind of stopped my library trips, but I used to go every week, and literally I would travel. I would travel for the events and just try, and I would fail and try and fail again and try. And that's how I kind of got the hang of things and started learning, oh, this is what I should do. This is what I shouldn't do. I started getting great with nonprofit development. I started getting better sponsorship. I even do like media kits and press release for the organization. I just started getting better at it, practicing, and meeting people. That was the biggest blessing for me, meeting people and telling people what I'm doing.
That's exactly right. Yeah, getting the word out is probably the very best thing about this whole thing, you know?
Yes.
I was going to ask you, did you get a lot of pushback last year because of COVID, like the senior homes and stuff? I bet, right?
Actually, I got the most support and I've raised the most last year. So my business completely turned around. I took that time to slow down. I got everything in order that we needed under the organization that we didn't have because I was just moving, doing events, traveling. I took that time. I did that. I built the business credit. We have great business credit. I literally established everything that was needed under the organization that we were missing. So that helped a lot. And then I was able to apply a lot of those things I learned. And it has been a true blessing. And even my hair business, I had a lot of clients. I've been doing hair the whole pandemic. So it was a true blessing, the pandemic for me. I know it was a hardship for a lot of people. But if they just would have took their time, just stepped back a little bit and really seen the blessing in it, you could have got a lot of things done in that time,
That's very true.
in that break. Yes.
You're so true. I took the time actually to look in for once, and I got a lot of things done. You're exactly right.
Yes. Yes, you'll be surprised how much you can get done during a time like that. So I hope people really use that time wisely and really apply some things that they should have applied years ago when they didn't really have much time.
Have you reached out to any local artists or celebrities to kind of give you a face? Have you tried that yet?
Yes, I have had a few celebrities at our event because we did a celebrity charity basketball game in Chicago. So we had like different comedians and things like that. And this year I've been trying again with it. We actually tried to reach out to Mr. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. So the celebrity thing has been hard. It's like they know of the organization, but our organization is still building to be able to afford their price ranges. So it's been a battle thing with the celebrities.
I'm asking you that because I notice whenever I do interviews with even B-grade celebrities, I get more hits, and people want to know about the brother or the sister of the big star, you know? And Atlanta is full of stars. We have all kinds.
Yes, they are. Yes, it is.
I also encourage you to, and I'm sure you've done this, you're very bright. You've done a lot already, but make sure you reach out to any chance for free press release. And
Okay.
a press release can be anything you decide it wants to be. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I only say that because I'll be in a local newspaper here, not too far from here. I say that not as a plug for me, I say that as a plug for you. I wanted to introduce my new book, and guess what? They did a story on me.
Exactly.
You got to reach out to Atlanta Magazine and all these magazines we have.
I actually have the direct contact for a lot of those because I created a media list. Excuse me. I created a media list and I have all the direct contacts. It's just see it because sometimes their email gets so crowded, so they can pull my story. And that's actually one of the names on my list. So I've been trying.
Okay, good.
I've been sending my press release to them.
How long does it take to put an event together? How much?
Normally, you should do 6 months to a year. With me, unfortunately, 2 months. I do not recommend that for anyone.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, isn't it?
It is. And sometimes I don't know why I do it, but it gives me that push, that rush. But I do not recommend it to anyone ever. But I have done it on time as well, like 6 months. And my gala that's in Hawaii next year, that will be, yes, our fifth annual gala. We are more than likely having it in Hawaii. If they do not change the law there to you have to be vaccinated, like have to be. Because that may, for people who aren't, that may cause a big thing in our event. So if they don't pass that, we will have it in Hawaii. If not, we will be changing it. It possibly will be Mexico or another place, a lot of people love to go. And I'm actually trying to attach a golf tournament to that event. So it's already going to be a war ceremony and dinner. And then the Sunday, I want to do a golf tournament. So I've been speaking to a lot of golf professionals at the country clubs around here to see if I can build up a leadership team that can help make that happen.
You are cooking, I tell you. That's great. I'm just excited for you. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Something like a 45, 50-year-old man would be doing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, a golf event and the whole thing. I'm very, very impressed.
I love golfing.
Oh, do you do you play golf?
Yes, and
No.
I just bought my first set of clubs. So I'm super excited.
Oh, you're really into it. You're not just saying that.
Yes, I just did golf lessons again last week. Yeah, I'm serious.
It's tough. It's tough. I tell you, I wish I could play golf. Let's do this. Just one more time. Mention your details again, and what we'll do is that we will connect offline. I'll send you some stuff, and maybe
Okay.
we'll have some people want to know about you more. Okay?
Definitely.
So
So,
give me the details.
can I invite them to the fourth annual fundraiser and dinner?
Please do.
Okay, so we're having our fourth annual fundraiser and dinner. It's going to be in Smyrna. The address is 2997 Cumberland Boulevard. It's going to be September 24th from 6:30 to 8:30, and it is dressed to impress in all white or cobalt blue formal attire. So you can check that out at alopecianbeauty.com, or you can go on social media, all platforms at Alopecian Beauty Co. Thank you very much, guys.
Wow, very, very impressed. You are going to go big places. I can see it already. I'm so glad you reached out to us and we'll stay connected. What we have been listening to is a very bright young lady, and I know she's going to be successful even more than she is now. I encourage you to support her, and if you have any interest, please connect with her and we will keep her information on the website. So, as we always say, and you know by now if you listen to a couple of these, we want you to have a good day today and even a better one tomorrow. Thank you so much. Take care, all right?
Take care.
All right.